Thank you for joining me today, coast to coast on the radio and all the way around the world on the God Is podcast. I hope that you are well. There is no doubt about this. The devil is actively trying to get you to fall into temptation toward sin. Whoever you are, Satan is your enemy, and his goal is to trap you, to imprison you in that which separates you from the living and holy God. If you come to this time today not a Christian, that is, you have not yet invested your own personal, genuine, saving from sin faith in Christ Jesus, you do not love and obey his commands in your life, then the devil already has you. He has your undivided attention, whether you realize this or not, and most do not. The Bible says the devil has blinded the spiritual eyes and has deafened the spiritual ears of people of this world. Has your soul been blind and deaf to God? I welcome you here today so that you can consider with me Jesus Christ as he teaches us who God is. If you come to this time today a Christian person, someone who has genuine, saving from sin faith in Christ, you love him and you obey him, seeking his forgiveness when you fail him, then you already know what I'm about to tell you. Satan is your greatest adversary. His temptations for you are real. Like me, you experience them multiple times a day, sometimes in very surprising ways. And when we look to our Lord Jesus squaring off with the devil in the wilderness and successfully overcoming the three temptations, we learn how to handle temptation to sin in our lives. Jesus is our best teacher. And you know, if you've been here, that the context of our discussion is Matthew 4, verses 5 through 7, and the second temptation of Christ. Here, the devil tempts him to sensationalize his ministry by plunging off the highest point of the temple in the city of Jerusalem. But Jesus will not be a sensation. Well, likewise, the devil does the same to us. And in this temptation, we are focused on how the evil one snakes his way into even the church. Not one local church specifically, but the global church, the worldwide body of Christ. And what he does is to use charismatic and dynamic personalities within Christendom to persuade innocent Christians that Jesus is like the star of a show. Our Lord is made out to be like a prop that is brought out into the circus tent of a healing crusade, shouting at God and demanding him to heal all the sick who have paid good money to attend such a gathering. The faith healer guarantees the end of your affliction, if you will have enough faith, because, so goes the false teaching, God does not want you to be sick, and it is always his will that you be in perfect health. Last time I laid out for you 8 of the foundational beliefs of these so-called faith healers or word of faith healers for you to consider. The strategy is to get sick people to buy into their beliefs that they boldly teach on radio, television, and the internet through DVDs, videos, books, and their crusades and other gatherings. Once you accept what they say to be true, then they have you. What they are doing is using Jesus. They're testing God. Hey, God, you say in the Bible that you heal people of illnesses and diseases, so heal. Here. Now. Heal. But this is precisely what causes Jesus not to jump off the pinnacle of the temple. Jesus quotes the Bible to the devil in Matthew 4, verse 7, and says, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." I believe with all my heart and soul and mind that Jesus commands us to say the same thing to these false teachers, the faith healers. Stop testing God by sensationalizing the ministry of Jesus. Cancel your gatherings, your crusades, your church services that are, in reality, only shows meant to seduce innocent Christians into giving you money, either through paid fees or in the offering plates when they come around. Stop claiming that sick people are healed through your quote-unquote ministry when indeed they are not. Repent of your sin. Give the money you have taken back. Stop selling your false teaching. Express sincere sorrow for your sin before holy and righteous God. Give up the pretense of being a genuine person of God and turn from your iniquity to be saved properly and authentically by Christ from your fallenness. This is the message we ought to be sending these false teachers. We must no longer let them continue to make headway on these airwaves without being challenged by the truth of God. I will be bold and clear with you, dear listener. According to the Bible, the faith healers are deceivers, and they know it. But the problem is, multitudes of people do not know it. They do not see them for who they really are, because a majority of Christians are biblically illiterate. That is, believers do not know their Bibles, do not read them, do not understand God's Word, do not know how to properly interpret Scripture, then Christians are easily duped. I hope you are not one of them. But sadly and heart-wrenchingly, I have seen many of our brothers and sisters in Christ sucked into the health false gospel and become bitter because God did not perform that healing that was promised. This is why I say the temptation to sensationalize Jesus is very real today. It's in the church. Now, if we are to know how to combat it, how to resist this temptation, then the global church has to know what the Bible actually says. And so, within my short time limits, I am going to take each one of the 8 foundational beliefs of Word of Faith healers I gave you yesterday, and I'm going to refute those from within the biblical text. This will take some time, so I'll go as far as I can today and pick up here again tomorrow. It should be noted up front that I am a bit handicapped by time for this now. My friends, this heresy is so widespread within Christendom that we could be here all day and all night, and still I would need more of your attention to walk you through the various errors that are taught and to expose them with the Bible. So, if you have a question about what I am teaching and/or about what these false teachers believe, please, I hope that you will write to me and ask. If you want more teaching, write to me and ask. Or write to me to critique what I am saying. Maybe you think the faith healers are right and I am wrong. Okay, tell me. We'll talk more off the air. I respect disagreement and value dialogue about what the Bible says. Furthermore, you may be helped if I were now to identify by name these Word of Faith healers, putting names with faces, as it were. I will not do that yet. The reason is twofold. One, I want to keep the Bible the focus. Let's let God, through His Word, argue against the false teaching. Two, if I start with specific names, then I run the risk of you thinking I have something personally against one or more of these healers. It sounds personal when it is not. I might mention the name of one of your favorites, and so when you hear me include them, that could well be the end of me. You'll tune me out before I ever even get to what God says in His Word. You'll miss my more valuable point for a less valuable one. So hang in there with me, and either tomorrow or Monday, you can be sure that I will give you specific names of Word of Faith healers whose bad theology I am calling out here, so that you can resist the temptation to sensationalize Jesus right along with them. All that being said, the first foundational belief of the Word of Faith healer is that Christians should not be sick. Really? When I read the Bible, I read with clarity that God's people can be sick and will die. Don't you know Christians who have been ill and have died? I do too. And are you really comfortable with the suggestion that your Christian family member or friend, someone who went to church with you, was not really a genuine believer? In the Bible, think of Jacob. This is Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. God loved Jacob, and Jacob, despite his sin, loved God. Jacob got sick and died. God did not heal him. I'm reading Genesis chapter 48 when Jacob's son Joseph was told that his father was sick. This is Genesis chapter 48 and verse 1. Now it came about after these things that Joseph was told, "Behold, your father is sick." And then we follow the story along and come to Genesis chapter 49 and verse 33. This is Genesis 49 verse 33. When Jacob finished charging his sons, he drew his feet into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. Jacob died. And the truth is, the people of God, Christians, get sick and die. So when a Word of Faith healer says that Christians should never be sick, I totally disagree. If you are sick right now and you're in Christ, this is normal, not some sort of anomaly. If your Christian loved one got ill and died, they are just like Jacob. This is natural. Illness followed by death. The second foundational belief of the Word of Faith healers is that if a Christian is sick, then God always intends for that person to be healed. This is a bold-faced lie. I see the devil in this. Do you? Biblically, again, I cite Jacob. Already the false teachers do not like the Jacob example because he got sick. God did not heal him and he died. But now I'll really be in trouble with them for telling you about Jacob, because if God always, without exception, intends for sick Christians, the people of God who fall ill, to be well again, then why was Jacob, a man of God, not made well? Why did he die? Or to personalize this, why are you sick and why has God not made you well? Why will you die? The devil generates this false teaching so as to cause God's people to doubt God. If God's will is always to heal, then when God doesn't heal, isn't God going against his own will? And if God goes against his will, then there must be something terribly wrong with the sick Christian. The blame must go to the one who is ill. Further along, we will see how the fake healers pile on. They say the sick who are not healed do not, quote, have enough faith. They say you have not done your part, even though God is always doing his. But again, friends, this is a lie straight from the pit of hell, designed by the devil to cause unhealthy Christians to abandon their relationships with God. And I have seen exactly this happen more than once. We have to stop here for today, but be sure and come back tomorrow for more on this as we continue to discover who God really is.